Testing.
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 I want to be HBK because I want to have multiple comebacks.
I want to be.
Okay, that was very confusing.
I don't know who I want to be.
Triple H in wrestling?
I want to be Triple H.
If, okay.
Why? Right. He's the greatest in the boss's
guys, 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 guys. If you could choose your wrestling storyline and gimmick, what would it be? Seb probably has one in mind.
I already know one. And I've had that made up for a long time.
What's the gimmick again?
The gimmick, it's like your thing.
Oh, okay.
Like what your character would be.
It's like RPing. Like you have a thing about you that you have to, that makes you and not just another wrestler.
That's easy.
Okay, Seb, I want to hear yours first.
Okay, so my character's name was always Richard Prince.
Dick Prince?
Which is Dick Prince, yeah. So, and then everything would have been hashtag Dick Wins.
Nice.
You know, Dick Prince. It would have been a great gimmick. And he thinks he's the raddest wrestler, but he's super bad. Inspired by Dan Hibiki.
Dan Hibiki.
That's it. I've thought about it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Chuka, what was your gimmick?
I mean, I think I need the backstory.
Your pro wrestler gimmick.
You need your origin, is it?
Not really your origin.
But just who you are.
If your origin, it affects your gimmick, sure.
Like, you're really into music. So you could technically come out. I mean, they have a wrestler who comes out with a guitar all the time. And literally plays poorly and sings about how shitty the city is that they are wrestling in all the time. I'm not saying that you would have to do something like that.
Oh, my gimmick would be much simpler than that.
Yeah.
Is I would come out, get into the ring, and I would demand every single time to get a glass ginger ale bottle. Drink the whole ginger ale bottle there and then throw it into the stands.
Know, that's a ginger ale sponsorship.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, right there.
Canada Dry. Okay, if you're listening, not you, Schweppes. You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck you, Schweppes. The fuck you think this is?
Imagine if they were like, "Oh man, we got to reach out to this." Oh, what? Fuck us. Cover your ears. And it's just like, no. Schweppes was about to do it for you, man.
Yeah,
Ben Schweppes is like, I'm not signing anything.
Ben Schweppes.
You caused a heart attack and you killed the owner of Schweppes.
Killed Benjamin Schweppes.
Benjamin Schweppes III is rolling in his grave now.
Benjamin Schweppes.
Felicia, did you have one in mind?
I have one of two routes that it could go that also ties into an origin story, I guess you could say. So there's one route that would basically be just a small Asian girl that is surprisingly strong. And then I do like really cutesy things before I do my finisher moves, which I guess is already a thing.
Yeah.
Alternatively, I could go way back into the roots of being Filipino, and I could say that I'm a duende, which is basically like a fucking ghoulish spirit that steals children and lives in like rocks and caves and mountains. So I could like draw strength from the mountains every single time. And then, yeah, that would be my gimmick.
Like the Undertaker?
That's not like the perfect wrestling gimmick.
Yeah.
Like, people would get behind that just because it's so intricate.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the best part about wrestling.
Yeah.
The sillier your character is, the more people want to be involved.
Yeah.
And I'll dress up like a fucking demon. That's my costume.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know if Beetlejuice is like an open license?
No, it's not. It's definitely not a Creative Commons.
No, absolutely not.
Can I use it without being sued?
No, you will be sued.
Damn it.
It's not in what's not Creative Commons? What's it called? Public
domain.
Public domain, yeah.
It's not fuck.
No,
you're trying to sell
Dracula public domain.
Because like I wanted my gimmick to be I'm like a pretty average wrestler, like all round. But then if at any time during the match I can say Beetlejuice's name three times, my hidden tag team partner will appear out of nowhere who's extremely overpowered and finish the fight for me.
But that sounds like you should just do that with yourself. Like you should go by Gilbert, and then when you say Jesse too many times, Jesse shows up.
And speaking of Jesse, I am your host of the Digital Waffle Podcast. Thank you for joining in and listening to our very strange impromptu wrestling gimmick thing. But you know what we're here to do? We're here to talk about video games and other things on the Digital Waffle Podcast. I'm here joined with my three guests today, from left to right, because you can't see them. We're going to start with...
Oh, Sebastian.
Saga!
Machuka.
That's not my name. My name is Chuka.
I said Chuka.
No, you didn't. You know what you fucking said. Stop lying.
And then we also have Felicia as...
Why did you say my whole name?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Can you blur that out?
Oh, God. I mean, I'll try. I will try.
You can do it. Just make a huge siren noise.
No, man, I can't. I just need to remember.
Oh, you just... Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. She's staring at me with, like, daggers in her eyes, and I'm like, oh, God.
We cut and start over.
You want to cut and start over? I could do that.
No. That's what's too good. Ruff is entirely too good.
I don't get mulligans, apparently. No. Alrighty. Well, we'll get into the actual conversation. Because we didn't actually plan one out again.
We did. But,
did we?
But Andrew's not here.
Andrew's not here.
Andrew
is not here. We had... We'll hopefully come back to that.
Sure.
But I guess... So... I
was staring at Chuka to see if he was going there.
Yeah. I was not in the city this weekend.
You were in Canada.
I was in Canada, but I was in Edmonton.
You're further north than us.
While I was in Edmonton, I picked up an affliction.
Oh, Jesus.
The affliction is called 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh,
I thought it was pan-fried pizza.
It's...
I thought it was something sexual.
You ever see that one where it was like the South American guy and like an overweight girl, and he's like, you know, I'm 50% attracted to you. And then he's like, you know, you could go to the gym. And then she's like, no, that's not part of my lifestyle. Mm. And like, he very much clearly is only there so then he doesn't get deported. Mm-hmm. But he's like trying to like make the best of a situation by like kind of forcing his lifestyle on her.
Doesn't he say to her basically that he'll have sex with her if she works out?
That's kind of a... I can't remember that part. Very but grim. That, yeah, that's a... If you're, what's it called? If that carrot at the end of the stick is that, then, you know, that horse ain't going nowhere. But how are you like a 90-day fiancé?
So, like, I'm appreciating it at a different level. It's the chaos of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's particularly... I don't even know if I like it. I need it, though.
It's like, as we get older, bitter is nice to me. it's like a palatable, like, just chaos.
It is. It's just these people are not meant for each other.
No, of course not.
They're absolutely not, and they're fitting in like scenarios and situations where it's like, what are you doing? Like, they'll have like 90 days, obviously, to, you know, get together, and then one of them will be like, yeah, I'm just gonna leave on a trip for 30 days or go do something for 30 days. I'm like, that's one third of the time you need to get married. How is this gonna work?
Yeah, right? Does that actually work?
It never does. I
don't. No, but it's like, ostensibly, like, you have 90 days to figure this out.
Wait, is this show all about, like, getting citizenship and shit?
I mean, you have 90 days. Like, you have 90 days to, like, figure it out. Like, mm-hmm. Either you get married or you don't. But, I mean, if you get married, then you have a clear path to citizenship. You have to figure what it is going to be.
So, like, it's an American show, right?
Yeah.
So, like, oh, you know, we like to perpetuate, like, oh, we hate, you know, illegal aliens and all that. But look at these people exploiting the system.
So, I mean, the thing that's weird about that show is it's, like, there'll be a lot of people who, I mean, almost always are, well, at least on this season, it's like an American and someone else who's not American. And all of them say, oh, yeah, America, land of opportunity. All of them say this. I'm like, is this scripted? Is this part of, like, your writer? Like, is this part of your contract? Scripted. Yeah.
I think it's real.
No, like, this part of it particularly. Do you have to say this every time? Because they all say this. I'm like, land of opportunity? All right.
Maybe it's in the contract that they signed. Yeah. That, like, yeah. This is the only stipulation. Regardless of whether you guys get together or not, at somewhere in your interview, you have to say this.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, land of opportunity, and motherfuckers going to, like, Nebraska. I'm like, bro.
It's not really, Nebraska. If you think about it. Like, isn't there something in, like, the citizenship laws where you have to be married for, like, a certain period of time before you can actually get a visa?
90 Day Fiancé.
I'm not sure if that... I don't know. I don't know.
Like, that's like that in Canada. Like, you can't... It's actually harder to get citizenship or PR or a permanent resident here if you marry someone and bring them here versus if you were to have, like, a university degree.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, that is definitely,
it's very much, it's
easier,
like, yeah,
absolutely easier.
The opposite, like, people think like, oh, getting married will guarantee you a spot. Like, no, it takes a lot longer.
Yeah,
in terms of like immigrating into Canada that way.
Mm-hmm.
At least from what I've heard.
Yeah, you have to be married for 3 years in order for you to get close to getting a PR. And even then, like, I know somebody that on the deadline of their third anniversary, he left her for someone else.
Oh, fuck. Wow. That would fit in with some of these characters on this show, because some of them are just bastards.
Wait, what?
Wait, which ones? The ones that are American or the ones that are...
It's interchangeable.
Oh, like, shit. I thought you were talking about this show. And, like, you call me a bastard?
Like, there's this one couple specifically, like, Sasha and Emily. And Sasha's this Russian bodybuilder, and Emily's, like, this dumb girl from Portland who seemingly is just... She's truly a dumb. In every conceivable way, she is a dumb. Just, like, oh, he had two other wives who had kids and he left them, but I'm good. I'm Gucci.
I'm safe. You know what the difference between me and them? I am American.
Oh, I thought it was there in love. I thought that was the difference. There in love.
No. Oh, no. Love. Love is nowhere to be found on 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, my
God.
I mean, it's weird because there are some people who clearly have something between them, but it's like you're just not compatible. Like this one, the one couple, the couple of beekeepers, and the dude's from Turkey, and she's from Nebraska, and he can barely speak any English, and so they have to like talk and then translate the Google Translate into like Turkish, show it to him, and he sends it back and stuff like that. And that's just how they spend their days.
It'd be funny if they needed another like degree there. It's like, oh, he only understands me if we translate my English into Mandarin into Turkish.
Oh my God. Like, are you like doing backstroke of the West in order to like have a life together?
I mean, yeah,
they only teach their kids math with an abacus.
Hey man, that's
a pretty effective way to learn math, though.
I'm just saying, with all that kind of roundabout working, just that's probably how they would do it.
Yeah,
just saying. That's weird that's like American TV, and all we have out here is like ice road truckers.
I feel like
that's it. It's like, shit, I gotta drive my big 18-wheeler across this lot of ice.
Shit like that.
I feel like 90 Day Fiancé fits along the same like spectrum of shows like My Strange Addiction.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, people eat like TLC. Drywall.
Yeah, they're all TLC. They're all the Learning Channel.
What learning is going on here?
You're learning how to not be a bad person.
There's a girl who is obsessed with Vicks, like Vicks Vapor Rub, to the point where she has every form of Vicks possible, and she uses it daily. Like, she uses it to like coat her like face, she puts it in her tea to make it taste like minty.
So dermally, orally, suppository,
I don't know if she puts it on her butt
in, but like, her butt,
she probably puts it in her butt.
She has like,
for sure,
the inhaler sticks that she's constantly smelling. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, menthol is very addictive, but like
I mean, with that level of addiction, she would have had to have inserted that somewhere. I refuse to believe that she only sniffs it.
Talking like, about my strange addiction.
Right?
Like, and then there's that other lady who
addicted
to bleach?
Who loves bleach. She bathes in bleach. And she's like a black lady too. So I wonder, man, if that like does something to like the pigmentation of her skin.
Haven't you seen, what's his name? The baseball player.
I know this.
It's on Funhouse. They looked him up. Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa looks like Casper.
He's
now.
He's straight ghoulish.
But yeah, he actually electively chose to bleach his skin like Michael Jackson.
Although,
did.
To be honest, like, I mean, it's okay, before we like just roast him, it is a problem in a lot of like places like the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. Like, colorism is a really bad thing there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, my man is ghoulish.
That's, I mean, they do that.
You should never bleach your skin
to
please other people.
Yeah,
fuck that crap.
Every kind of like community of color, it's like, oh, they're lighter, so they get treated better. It happens all the time. It's in the Philippines, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, they have bleach soap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get like, my mom would be like, oh, put this lotion on. I'm like, no, mom, I'm playing soccer. Fuck out of here with this.
Miss me with this, mom.
This shit. I'm trying to kick like Ronaldinho, right? Because it was 2006 and Ronaldinho, he was the man still.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Brazil.
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 Before they lost 7-2, that was
And they're like, was that to France?
To Germany. Germany was beating them so bad, like, yo, we don't even want this smoke anymore. Like, we're gonna try to not score on you, and they would still score, and like people in the crowd were crying.
The Germany was like, how? Like, we're not even doing anything.
I mean, they did find out that FIFA was rigged, you know. For
FIFA is a terrible organization.
Yeah, so maybe that was also why they got blown out that year. Maybe somebody paid somebody.
They were just bad, and Germany was really good.
I mean, sure. They are also Germans, and they are efficient.
Speaking of football, I watched Remember the Titans for the first time.
How much did you cry?
I cried once, and
he was not prepared. None of us prepared him. And I'm so sorry for that.
I mean, I got to enjoy it genuinely, I guess. But I learned
great movie.
I learned that football
in America
is stronger, especially in the 70s. At this point, it is stronger than racism, than homophobia, and poverty combined. At least is it Virginia?
It was in Virginia.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you that is an absolute fallacy.
And like my parents would say, picture like a picture.
Hey, man.
How about like...
What would Disney lie to me like about racism?
Movie. Yes!
Also, like, what's that movie called, The Blind Side? Again, poverty and racism. Mm-hmm.
Is that the one with Sandra Bullock?
Yes,
and she was looking in that movie.
She adopts the that Michael Orr, who's a black homeless football player.
Yeah.
So she adopts him, and then
I know the story. Yeah. I have a question for Chuka though. Maggie Gyllenhaal or Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock. What? Get out of your own house.
Sandra Bullock.
Really? Okay. Those are two people that I don't quite understand in terms of like looks now.
What do you mean? In terms of looks now, like how they look now?
Yeah, now.
Or just like in general? Because in her in Speed?
Ooh.
Oh, sweet.
You know,
Mary,
found out that Speed 2 is the reason why Keanu Reeves was blacklisted by Fox.
Yes, because he decided to do Devil's Advocate instead of Speed 2.
You know, I respect that decision.
Yep, but it got him blacklisted from Hollywood for a very long time.
Yeah.
Can we watch Devil's Advocate?
Yeah, did you know he also took a pay cut so that Al Pacino could be in that movie?
Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck about the movie. He just saw Speed 2 Cruise Control and was like, I don't want anything to do with this.
He's like, you want me to be on a boat?
Yeah.
In a sequel of this stupid-ass movie, or I could act alongside Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
I will say, though, I mean, well, Speed 1 is a fucking great movie.
Like, Speed 2 is awful.
Speed 2 is terrible. Speed 1 is amazing.
Yeah. I refuse to watch Speed 2 because Keanu wasn't in it.
I was going to say, you guys, we will never watch Speed 2 in this house. I will never ask you guys to watch that movie. I will watch a lot of bad crap, but I will never watch that movie.
I'm going to gift something to Seb, and the price will be Speed 2.
Oh, fuck. I mean, damn.
Okay, so when we watched Remember the Titans, our friends were here, and me and our friend Mary really, really wanted to watch sad, like, romantic movies, and nobody was in for it. I don't know why. So me and Mary had recently watched the movie After.
Mm.
So After was originally a fan fiction written on Wattpad for a 13-year-old girl who was thirsting for Harry Styles from One Direction.
Wow.
She basically wrote the equivalent of like over 5 actual books worth of fan fiction. And I asked my friend who like grew up liking One Direction because she's younger than us. And she was just like, honestly, my friends had been following this fan fiction when the chapters were coming out. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, is this popular? So it was actually very like spicy, like very, very spicy.
Most fan fiction is slash as fuck.
Yeah.
So they made they made it from a fan fiction into a book, into a movie.
Oh my God.
And this movie is terrible. They had to rename the like Harry Styles character due to legal reasons, and they wanted to keep the initials HS. So they named him Harden Scott.
Wait, what movie is this?
It's called After.
Harden Scott.
I heard that name, yeah.
And now there's going to be an After 2 movie. And that one looks infinitely more spicy than the first one. The first one was very confusing, and it was terrible. But we were trying to get the guys to watch it, and they didn't want to. So it was either that or the movie 5 Feet Apart, which is very, very sad, but very, very good. And so we said the alternative is to watch Remember the Titans or Blast from the Past. We chose both.
Hey, Blast from the Past is so good.
We chose both. Oh my God. Then We were terrible. Like, okay, well, we're still hanging out and we want to watch another movie, so let's watch Blast from the Past. And then I texted Seth, I was like, come over.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I'm in line getting chicken. She's like, bring your chicken.
Wait, did you?
No, I ate my chicken before I got here.
Okay. Bring your chicken.
That was literally her response. Bring your chicken.
I was like, I don't understand what the holdup is. And then we decided to watch a little bit of it and then do the TBS thing where we cut it off and started watching it again when Seb came in.
Yep. You just get to watch random parts of a movie.
Speaking of romantic movies, I watched To All the Boys Too.
Ooh, girl. It wasn't as good as the first one.
It was severely worse.
Are you team Peter or team John Ambrose?
I don't know. John was smooth. He's a smooth short king.
He is the correct choice.
He is the correct choice.
For what? Lara Jean. But Peter...
is the better guy.
Is... no.
My boy's on the butcher.
Listen, I have been reading these books nonstop. The boy's on the butcher. For like the last year. But no, like the... Peter Kavinsky is just a very, like, he is a better match for her, but in terms of, like,
I don't care about Lara Jean.
What would have naturally happened, it's John Ambrose. It would have been John Ambrose McLaren.
Yeah, I mean, he's
beautiful.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's truly so a short beautiful. King.
I'm team John, yeah, but the movie in general. The first 20 minutes are like slow and very flat. It's like, it's almost like actively going away from what makes that first movie good.
Yep.
There's the scene where it's at the carnival, and that scene is exactly why this movie is good.
Yep.
The set design is great. The chemistry between them is great, and the music is good, and the shooting. That movie, Loki, has really good cinematography when it wants to, the first one. And this is when this movie is working at its best. And from there, the movie gets better, but... it's always like a solid C versus like, frankly, like maybe a C plus, maybe.
In comparison to the
like
first
what
one.
I give an A minus to the first one. And I was like, this is like, at some point I'm like, oh, this is still going? My God. Okay.
So we watched the first To All the Boys when Chuka came over, but it was a very weird day because me and Gilbert were fighting.
Oh, no.
What?
News to Chuka.
But the problem is, this is so cute that I just wanted to, like, hug Gilbert and, like, hold his hand, but he was still mad at me.
You were wearing that frisbee.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened.
You be wearing that frisbee, though. I remember that.
Yeah, you and Chuka went to the park to play frisbee.
Oh, yeah. That was a good time. Remember that time when, like, not the same day that dude was, like, basically shaming his son?
What? Yeah, that was fucked. In the park?
Yeah, this is terrible parenting. Like, basically,
why can't you be like your sister?
Yeah, me and Gilbert were like just chilling. We're mossing, like throwing a frisbee around. I'm like, this is a good day. And then like there's like a family there, and the dude's son. You know what I'm saying? He's small and he wasn't hitting the ball really, but he was trying.
So hit the ball. Your sister could do it.
And his sister, who's older than him, first of all, like by 3 or 4 years, has better head eye coordination and is taller. Just dingers. Just bam. This ball's
she's
gone.
She's just knocking.
Yeah,
she's
knocking
out of the
him
park.
Out. It's like, oh, your sister seems to get it. I'm not sure about you, son. And the kid's like, okay. I'm like, you're
a terrible. No,
this
parent.
Kid was honestly like 6.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like a 6-year-old boy versus like
I would call
9 to 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, girls mature a little faster than boys. Yeah, like, so this kid has like doubly going it hard for him, and then his dad is just like ringing it into him, telling him he's like a shame.
Wow. Yeah, and like and,
you're not your sister out, do you? Like, you're a boy.
Yeah, his sister is. He just seemed like a kid that's like, you know, just likes being outside.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, I don't fucking care. Like 5 or 6, you just realize you have a dick.
Just
like,
ruined baseball.
You're
just
hitting a baseball. Yeah. You're just like, there's something hanging between my legs.
And I'm like, I could run up on you in your own house. Like you're clearly in this neighborhood. But
don't do that in this neighborhood.
Yeah, I won't do that in this neighborhood. That's a bad scene for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really bad scene for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Although the thought of like Chuka busting into somebody's house and beating the shit out of a dad for treating his son poorly sounds like the best show I've never watched.
No. Chuka would break in, tie his dad up and the daughter and give the bat to the boy and he's like, get him.
No, the daughter.
Honestly,
I would do that to the daughter.
What I would think would happen is that Chuka would show up looking all like angry and thuggish and then just be like, listen, I need to talk to you about the way that you're parenting your children. It's not right.
Oh my
God. I would do that. I would be like, listen, you need to understand that your daughter son. They are different. They're on different trajectories, and you should be mutually supporting both of them and their interests.
Shuka kicks the door down. I'm a professional.
Oh my god! Can you name the show Child Support?
Oh my god! Ultimately,
they need to support each other, and you need to realize and enfranchise your son.
Your biggest bully is your parents.
Yeah, yeah. Technically, they are. They are your biggest bully.
You do not want them to internalize anything here because ultimately their father figures are terrible.
Like,
to
you
them
should belittle him like he belittled his child.
Yeah, no, I would be very diplomatic about
it. It's like,
it.
Who taught you how to be a parent, you sack of fucking shit?
And speaking of being diplomatic, so 10 years later, but I finally am playing Vanquish.
All right. Finally.
Finally. Like, I'm getting to finally play the full game, not just a demo. Because it just came out on PS4 and Xbox, like a remaster, like 4K, 60 frames.
The
yeah.
bundle pack, yeah.
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
I just bought the, I only bought Vanquish. I was the only one interested in playing it.
Was it $20?
It was more like 30 something.
Really?
Like,
I thought the combo pack was like $50.
You have to pay for double the frames, Seb. Yeah. That's double the game.
Each frame.
Gilbert?
It's because like our exchange rate is bad. Like, it's normally $24.99 in America, and here it's like $33, so that's what they charge. I'm Damn. Like, okay, whatever. I'm playing it. That's just a good-ass fucking game.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's just a... And it's like... Vanquish kind of exemplifies... Platinum has a few, like, key mechanics and verbs they use in almost all their games. And it's like dodging, slowing down time, mm-hmm. and, like, quickly cycling out of things to keep combos going. And the way that they were able to take that from... What actually I would say the genome of the Platinum game as it were... is actually Beautiful Joe.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful Joe, because, I mean, ultimately, Clover Studio became Platinum Games.
Beautiful like, Joe for Smash?
I yeah. really want him to be in Smash. Yeah,
Beautiful Joe as the announcement.
Beautiful, he is the announcement. There's actually three Beautiful Joes.
You're right.
Four, one, four. Two, Red Hot Rumble.
There oh my god, yeah, there are. Yeah, there are three. There are technically three Beautiful Joe yeah. games. If they bring out a fourth one, my head will explode. But we can't talk about this
Beautiful
without
Joe
Andrew.
Is, I won't go...
that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised you even brought up Vanquish without Andrew being
but it's
here.
It's the only thing I played, frankly. It's the only thing I had interested in because there's no fucking games right now. Right now. But Vanquish is just a really great game. And I figured out one of the mechanics, like, when I was playing today, because you can shoot whatever or do whatever you want, like dodge backwards. And mm-hmm. when you press, like, L2 or whatever, you instantly go into the AR slowdown mode.
Yep.
So what I started doing was I would use the trace laser, shoot, like get lock it on, shoot it, then flip back, then go into slowdown mode, and you can actually keep shooting and change your gun. It'll just shoot the, it'll change the fire because it's gonna be using. So it's doing that, comboing into snipers and then comboing into a pistol and then comboing back over, flipping again, shooting the trace laser again, and then flipping back and then finishing them up with the anti-armor pistol and stuff like that. And just the way they were able to take a character action game, i.e. Beautiful Joe, incorporate the things like dodging, slowing down, and multitude of like ways of doing things, and extreme flash
into a
third-person shooter. Like, I didn't buy that game when it came out because I was still like, oh, 26 hours, blah, I need a longer game. But now I'm like, that's fucking stupid. And 2010 was a very packed year, but like that game is fucking great. And it's not like... To me, it's not like it has like any boss battles that are like where I am so far that are like incredible. Like, they're still fun. But that game is all about its moment to moment.
Yeah, the game's just solid from start to finish.
Start to finish, just such a fluid game. It's like,
got a good sense of momentum to
it. It has an amazing sense of momentum with the sliding end. And like the story, which is nothing to really write home about at all. But
no,
it's like
Platinum
this,
game.
Every
is.
Platinum game.
Yeah, every Platinum game is like that.
Metal Gear
Nier,
Rising.
Except for Nier. But yeah, it's a lot like Metal Gear Rising in a way. The things that I love about Metal Gear Rising, I like here. And like. The story is just ridiculous, and it's like kind of anchored by basically three characters, like these two gruff assholes who are outgruffing each other, and this woman's like a super genius and stuff like that. And it's just fun. It's like a weird, fun, dumbass B movie where this dude always smokes. And
always.
Always, and you can like do the button to just smoke.
Yep. Take off your helmet and smoke.
Yeah, I don't know what the button is, but like I think you get it after the playthrough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I love it whenever Platinum or... Like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Platinum tries to do, like, America.
It's so fun.
It's so funny.
It's so great. And, like, oh, well, here's this ex-college football star who's a chain smoker. We're going to give him a nano suit. Because
they make
why
Metal
not?
Wolf Chaos?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait, no.
What?
Wait, is that Platinum?
I think that's Platinum. Metal Wolf Chaos? I'd have to look it up. But it's the one Platinum. Where you play as the United... the president of the United States, and he has his own mech. Yeah. And he has to defend America in
oh
your mech.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
It's
amazing.
Fucking rad. Where the hell's my phone?
Anytime Platinum makes a game, it's kind of like a restaurant going, we have American cheeseburgers. And they just kind of, that's their sensibility to make these kinds of games. Like Metal Gear Rising is like that. Vanquish is like that. Metal of Chaos is like that. It's just a fun time. And like their mechanics are so great. Like Vanquish really is kind of, this is why Platinum is so fucking good. And the fact that this game came out, I remember sales-wise, didn't sell that much.
Vanquish was pretty underrated, I'd say.
Yeah.
Sorry, From Software.
From Software.
Metal Wolf Chaos is done by From Software, yeah. Not Platinum, but close enough.
But like, yeah, honestly. Vanquish, I mean, like, very fluid movement-based shooters came into vogue, like, 6 years after the fact. Like, your Titanfalls... like 1 and 2, we were in your Call of Duties and all these very fluid moving games. They were just ahead of the curve, but even playing it now, like, it's still kind of unlike anything in terms of making a shooting game, a character action game, giving it those sensibilities. The only thing that would make it even better is if you could chain together combos, like, for your score attack, and like if it had the momentum of like a Devil May Cry where you're constantly just working on a meter,
mm-hmm.
that would be cool. Because like Vanquish does zones very well. Like, you get into the zone where you just start doing things, you're just moving around the map really fast and fluidly.
And you don't stop until it's all over and you load to the next area to do it all over again.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Like, it's such a... I pray that they're the Vanquish 2, and I feel bad for the people who played that game. Like, this game's great. Can't wait for the sequel. years ago.
Hey, man, didn't you wait 7 years to finish Kentucky Route Zero? So... Not that far off, man.
I just remembered something. We have to exonerate one of our listeners. Seb claimed that Jericho would watch porn as he's on PlayStation Party. No, he did ask you to correct it, and it's been a couple episodes.
Yes, okay.
He would be torrenting porn then save it for afterwards.
He downloads it. And he watches it after, during.
Not during.
Okay. Yes. See, I was actually there for the text exchange, watching Jericho just like blow up Gilbert's phone with like Facebook messages, and like I was just like, what is he saying? He's just like, oh yeah, he's just mad because like Seb like claimed that he was watching porn.
I didn't say it like that. I'm like, I need to exonerate him on the next podcast.
And then
I also never mentioned his name, so he didn't know it was him, but I did tell him after
he knew it was him immediately.
Oh yeah, obviously.
my question is that why is he downloading porn? I understand that he has a folder. I know he's there for the quality of
He's a collector.
He's there for the lore, okay?
You know, it's not talked about often enough publicly, but people appreciate porn in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't people read Playboy for the articles?
I mean, that,
not
they
for
actually
the titters.
Do have really well written articles in them. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, apparently,
imagine that became like the equivalent of how, like, you know, Michelin tires became like the forefront for restaurant reviews.
Oh my god!
But now Playboy becomes like the pinnacle of writing. You want to get your articles in Playboy?
But that's a thing that was happening. There's a lot of. I mean, like Teen Vogue, like the writing for Teen Vogue in the last 5 years.
It's garbage.
It's been high.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of really good Teen Vogue quality articles. Like, what's happening here? Because
all the other places are trash. Teen Vogue?
I mean, because, like, around, like, the election cycle, they're actually writing some pretty interesting shit. I'm like, oh, wait. This is actually fucking high quality. What the hell?
And not just tips like how to get your man to love you more.
No, that's like.
That's like Cosmo. Cosmo hit you with that with a wild, like, Taylor Swift article, whatever.
Literally has a portion of their website where they teach you how to do different sexual positions.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's just nice.
You ever hear the conspiracy with Cosmo? Yeah. Is that all the advice they give you doesn't actually work, because if they gave you advice that did work, they would never have anything else to print.
I mean, that's kind of like Big Pharma.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, they can't heal you.
No.
Mm, you know what's a bummer about money? Playboy? They don't even show coochie anymore.
Anymore? They showed cooter before on the
Yeah, they used,
yeah they used to.
Like full bush. Kate Sometimes bush. Bare bush. Running and Kate hill. Bush's bush.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. Heard a lot of bush.
Yeah, that's a lot of bush.
But yeah, Vanquish is a great game that really holds up, and I can't wait to finish it. And I can't wait for the direct to be fucking games this year.
Glad you know, I'm playing right now.
Animal Crossing is a month away, and that's just too fucking long.
It is. Wolson. I'm playing Wolson, and I've been watching videos on this game, and I was going to buy it, and then I saw there was a lot of. It went from like mostly positive down to like mixed. I'm like, what is happening? Why is there so many mixed reviews? And so I decided to like look into it more and just, you know, see what people are complaining about. And
can you explain what that game is?
Wolson? Yeah, Wolson is if your guys are familiar, it's done by a studio called Wolson Studios.
Oh yeah, those guys. Never heard of. Who the
fuck? It's an action RPG. it's very Diablo like. The big differences between is that there are no classes.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very big passive tree, familiar to the Path of Exile one. Yeah, but this one, it is three tiers of passives that are like rings that you can rotate to create different builds. It's kind of encouraged that you not try to stick to one thing. You can obviously stick to one thing, but in Diablo, let's just say there are certain characters that have what's it called? Willpower or mana.
Mm-hmm.
Which regenerates constantly, and then there's rage, like the barbarian uses. Like he generates it as he's attacking, and then when he builds up enough rage, he can use abilities. But the thing is, that resource bar is like one resource bar in Wolson. So as you remain passive, you're constantly going to the willpower and filling out that because it's regenerating, and you use it for spells. But then you can, as you attack and do other things, it creates rage. Not exactly spending willpower, but mm-hmm. like the bar is always going to be a certain width and will just move between the two full bars of willpower mm-hmm. and rage, so you can balance the two. So you can just like blow your load on like a bunch of spells and then have all this rage because
side note, spending, side yeah,
it's like
go.
Magical
that is
green
one
lantern?
Of Gilbert's favorite phrases.
Blowing your load?
Yeah, you say it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I use it in like only when it's fitting.
But you use it all the time.
I mean, there's also shit sandwich. There's also
I have not said shit sandwich in probably like 2 years.
What else?
You
is
just
there?
Said it, Gilbert.
I mean, I broke that streak. But yeah, no, I like it. Like the resource management of just constant load blowing is pretty.
I mean, I was watching you play earlier.
Yeah, you were.
And it was pretty interesting to see you, like, when I got here, you're like, oh, I think I found a build. And I was like, Gilbert, if, like, 20 minutes later, you come and tell me that it's now changed, like, I'm going to laugh. And it changed about 7 times since I've been here today.
Yeah. So it's really good, because you just find abilities. You don't, like, level up and earn more abilities. When you level up, you only get to add to certain, like, your stats, like your ferocity, your willpower, not willpower, wisdom, and like 4 different categories
mm-hmm.
that affect like aspects of your character, but not directly tied to damage,
mm-hmm.
like attack speed, crit chance, health, or whatever. And then your passive trees that you get like one node per level, and then you get to choose stuff on there that will affect the way your character works, but it doesn't dedicate you to a certain playstyle or a certain like... let's say like weapon, because you just randomly collect skills, and as you use them, they level up. But as long as you're using in one of your two hands a weapon that can use that skill, so if I have a melee ability, or sorry, if I have like a sword in one hand, I have access to every single physical melee ability. Mm-hmm. And then if I have a catalyst or a pistol in my other hand, I can use every single. With the pistol, I can use every single like ranged ability, like rogue ability, and I can use every single spellcasting ability if I have a catalyst in the other hand. So it is really beneficial to like just like, you know, split the difference and like just put magic somewhere in there,
mm-hmm.
even if it's for one ability, because it is the fastest way to generate your other one. But the thing is, it's not an immediate thing. There's a thing called like willpower or it's just resource conversion. So as much as you spend, it doesn't immediately turn into the other resource, but there is like a time kind of like delay.
I see.
But then you can get items that affect that delay, so they become more instantaneous. Mm. Like, oh, this is, you know, super useful that way.
I see.
Right now I have a pistol in one hand and I believe a catalyst in the other. And the thing is, most of my abilities surround like using my bread and butter is like whenever I just use all of my willpower for a spell, I'll just hold down right click, so then I can just, you know, do this really fast like stabby attack. But it mm-hmm. uses very little rage, but it has a very high like crit chance, and I've just dumped so much into crit chance that is just like I just see the yellow numbers flying all over the place. And it's,
yeah, I was watching you like just walk in and like slap up a group of people. You'd hit them with like an AoE arrow. And then you would stand in the middle of them and then stab them all in a circle with your sword.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked really cool. And I was like, wow, okay. And then I watched you change your build a few times while I was watching you play. It seems really cool, man. Like, yeah. A lot of, like, customization and freedom to sort of build a character based on what you find rather than, you know, building a particular class.
Like, and it's like really forgiving. Like, if I want to, like, if I don't like the way I'm building something, I could just literally respec both my attributes and my entire, like, passive skill tree for, like, in-game currency. Like, I can't remember. It's not gold, but it's something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I can just do this whenever I want if I don't like it. Or explore different areas of the tree. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. One of the biggest complaints, apparently, is that it's very laggy and buggy. When you ult-tab, it crashes, and...
That didn't happen. I didn't see that.
Like, it takes a while to get on the servers. Like, I have not experienced any of that, other than when I was moving, my character was facing in a different direction, so he was, like, moonwalking.
Oh, yeah, that looked really cool.
Which is, like, a plus in my book, because if I could just moonwalk in a game like that, and it looks really cool.
I mean, it looked rad, because you were still attacking. None of the animations were happening, but you were moonwalking all over the place. It looked pretty fucking cool.
And I've seen... Not gonna lie. I've seen a couple, like, T-pose, like, enemies that, like, yes. They got, they got stuck. I'm like, oh... It was only when
that's
there was
right.
Like,
they're just trying to praise the sun, man.
Yeah, right. It's only when there was like 30 plus enemies on the screen.
Yeah,
and like they die so quickly because of the explosions, and then they just like instead of doing death animation, they just like bug out and T-pose and fade into the background.
And you alt tab. I watched you alt tab about 7 times in a row trying to get the dual monitor thing to work so that I could watch while you were playing.
Yeah,
and it didn't crash at all. So
yeah, that I'm having a pleasant experience so far. I would say a positive one, but am I going to leave a review on Steam? I probably should, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Yeah, because if you're having that good of an experience and there's a lot of people leaving negative reviews...
I'll save it for a little later. Like, if I... another couple hours or so and see how that works out.
Yeah.
We have been revisiting The Division 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun.
It's $4 on the...
Everything?
Everything. PlayStation Store, Xbox Store, and the Uplay Store.
Mathematics.
I actually really fucking hate the way Uplay is set up on PC. I was trying to log in, but then it told me I needed 2-factor authentication done by like Google Authenticator. I'm like, oh, I have that app on my phone. And then I brought it up. I have my authenticator, you know, digits, and you know, it resets every like 10 seconds. And I typed it in. I had my password correct on Uplay, and I typed in the thing. It's like, oh, that is incorrect. I'm like, oh, what the hell? And it took me like a couple days to like figure it out, because I would try and like I would get thrown around the different Ubisoft/Uplay sites and the different like things to try and dodge the security. And like not really dodge the security, but like I need to change my security settings so it doesn't ask for 2-factor authentication, because I never set it up. And then they're like, oh, you should have set it up. If you didn't, you got to check your emails, because you should have set it up. I'm like, this isn't helpful. You're not helping me. Wow. And then
go fuck yourself, Uplay.
Yeah, like it's like I got locked out of it multiple times, and like you have to wait an hour and a half. So I'm like, I guess I'm not doing this now. And like there should be some way to do this, because, you know, like something I never set up. I know my username. I know my password. But I'm unable to, like, anytime I try to do anything, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you can definitely disable 2-factor authentication. Just click here. And I click there, and it's like, all right, sign in. I'm like, all right, signing in. Now use 2-factor authentication to log in to disable 2-factor authentication. I'm like, can you fuck yourself? Like, this is
some Ubisoft-level bullshit.
It's like, it was literally, like, some roundabout, like, stupid nonsense. And I looked around on forums to see if anybody else had the same problem as me. And you know what? Hundreds of people did. Fucking like 30 pages of forums of people like, what the fuck do we do? And eventually it closed, because I went to the last page. It's like, we figured out how to solve it. And someone
create
from
a new
Ubisoft.
Account.
No. So someone from Ubisoft literally said, just contact us on Facebook or Twitter, and we can talk to you and like confirm it, and we'll disable it for you. And I'm like, motherfuckers, I don't have Facebook or Twitter anymore.
Wow. You do have Facebook.
I mean, I'm not going to try and navigate all the way through that nonsense.
Yeah,
that,
Facebook is fucking a miserable time.
Anyway, I just opted in for opening the chat, and then I got someone within 2 minutes, disabled it, and I'm like, I solved it in, like, again, within 2 minutes. It's fucking infuriating to know I could not solve this myself.
I know, it's such a roundabout, like, way of trying to help you out. The website was like, you should do this, but you have to do this first. And you're like, but
someone had the audacity to say, like, oh, you need to sync the settings on your Google Authenticator because it's wrong. I'm like, no, it's not. You're wrong.
On a side note, I had a similar situation where I was, like, trying to check into my flight. And I'm like, this shit isn't working. So I called the airline. They're like, this is your confirmation. I'm like, this isn't even at all the same number. And I'm like, so if I didn't call you, was I fucked? And she's like, well, sorry, sir. It's a good thing that you called. I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
That's not a good enough
answer.
So mess
up on their end?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, you gave me the wrong shit.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah, the idea was like, there's no way. It's one of the most infuriating things in the world. Yeah, when you try to go out of your way to solve a problem on your own because you're thinking you're trying to take the initiative to do something and you literally cannot. That's a problem, yeah. And you can go fuck yourself, and you've been a fucking problem for at least 10 years.
It, you know what? I was like, why is two-factor authentication like a thing? I looked it up and it's like, by popular demand from our customers, like they want. I'm like, what popular demand? Who fucking wanted this?
What? Someone's like hacking into these accounts.
I guess.
Like, two-factor, I don't have a problem with, but it's like, this is Uplay.
But the thing is, like, it says it's powered by Google Authenticator, and it's like, you should have the app. I'm like, I do have the app, and it's like the way it's worded is it sounds like they're trying to make you feel like you're stupid, and I'm like, I'm not stupid. Like, I have the stuff set up, and it's not new. Like, this isn't new technology, and it's not like someone just introducing me to a microwave all of a sudden, like, oh, what the fuck is this shit? Like, no, I know this piece of, like, technology.
Or like an IT guy being like, sir, is your computer even on? You're like, look, you dumb fuck, obviously I tried to turn my computer on.
Okay, here's the thing I'll say about that. Some people be having their computers off.
No. There's a great deal of people with their computer off.
You literally, having worked in online support or even just in-person support, it's so annoying because a lot of, like, literally somebody just like, I don't know why my phone's so hot. Just like, did you turn it off? They're like, well, why would I do that? I'm like, because your battery is about to explode.
Idiot.
Like, idiot.
There's so many things that, like, is literally not common sense for so many people. So when somebody says something like, oh, yeah, okay, I have it set up, it's like, the customer support person literally has to ask, but do you?
The thing is, like, I even went through their FAQs and, like, how to do this stuff, and, like, it just led to, like, oh, you're having trouble two-factor authentication? All right, here, just log in.
Yeah, just log in, buddy.
And then, here, wait.
We'll just fix it for
you. Well, that's just
hit us up with
a 2FA.
I'm like, no!
That's a problem with their knowledge base. It wasn't written properly, and that makes me upset because I really like writing those to be super, super descriptive.
It's Uplay.
I wouldn't necessarily say idiot-proof.
No one plays.
But listen, we're playing
The Division.
Mm-hmm. The Division 2, and, like, we're too good at that game, you know?
A little too good. Like, we fly through all the content. It's kind of ridiculous.
But the thing is, it's just like, we're at the point now in the game where I can't find a better gun than the ones that I have.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so I've been kind of holding back on you guys. I don't set it to the hardest difficulty.
Dang.
No. We've played on harder difficulties. And
we only ever go as high as challenging. I never make you guys do heroic stuff.
And
let's do heroic.
But even the challenging stuff wasn't really that challenging.
Yeah. I mean, so, I put it in a comfortable place.
Yeah.
So it's still fun and that we're not mad?
Oh, also, I got a new gun, and my AR now does, like,
Police
upwards
M4?
Of 1.3 million DPS.
Police M4?
Yeah.
If anyone finds an M700 tactical, please send it my way, because I really, really need a new gun to replace my Nemesis so I can use Pestilence.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll throw this out there. If you are listening and you play on Xbox, we're looking for more people to play The Division 2 with, and if you picked it up for $4, we'll power level you.
Yeah, yo, mathemagicians.
We need people to play the raid with, because before it was just me, Seb, and Gilbert, and we can't do that by ourselves.
No, three people can't do an 8-man job.
Message us on the Digital Waffle podcast email, which is a podcast waffle. No, that's the Twitter. digitalwafflepodcast@gmail.com. This is not the outro. This is just me plugging in real quick, just in case people want to play The Division.
I mean, like, it's $4, and if you pass up deals that good, you sound like a boring person.
You're in for a whole world of fun, you know?
Like, and honestly, some new stuff's coming out. They're doing a whole, they're changing everything all over again.
I mean, they're learning from Destiny is what they're doing.
No, they learn. Yeah, you're right. Actually, you know what? I'll take the back. You are completely correct, Chuka. They are learning in the sense that they've adapted. They didn't make it free to play. They made it $4.
They made it $4.
And you know what's? And you know what it is? When something's free, you don't actually see the value anymore.
It's true.
You're hesitant about it.
That's why I don't download a lot of PS Plus.
Like, why is this
like,
free?
No, I want to see the rate of people who actually play their PlayStation Plus games that they opt into their library.
You know what the problem is? Or their PlayStation Plus games that come out, I already own.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're a very unique.
I'm fucking weird.
No, but it's true though. Like,
but like even you spent $4 on a game, and I told you got that game for fucking 95% off.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? A lot of people have taken advantage of it because I was the only one who experienced it. But for the first time since The Division 2 came out, I was in a login queue. I have never been in a login queue for Division 2. And it was a very weird experience. But I was like, holy shit, there are a lot of people playing. And now when you load into safe houses and the White House, like they're packed people. With people where there wasn't really that. And even though Division 2 had a really positive response, its player base kind of
petered off.
Yeah, they kind of all took off because, I mean, kind of like us, we got to endgame and there wasn't a lot to do.
Yeah, we hunted down some exotics that we wanted and that was it.
I mean, Ubisoft,
I was just going to say, Ubisoft, that just seems to be the problem, isn't it? Like, Watch Dogs 1, forever we feel about it, Watch Dogs 1 sold very, very well. Watch Dogs 2 didn't Watch Dogs 2 didn't really sell that well. And Division 1 did very, very well. Division 2 sold pretty decently, but like the engagement wasn't there.
It's honestly a superior game.
Everything about Division 2 is better than the first one. So literally good. Every aspect of that game, top to bottom, is better.
But I like Manhattan, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what the
I mean, that's the next expansion. You're going back to Manhattan.
But that's one of the things that kind of kept me away from Division 2. I wasn't probably going to play it, but like
Manhattan was nice.
I just really like Manhattan.
Those dark streets and like that setting is great and all, but Washington, there are some areas of that game that are just gorgeous.
So beautiful.
And they're also terrifying at night. Like they're absolutely horrifying, especially when you run into like random elites that start spawning. Or like Black Tusk has taken over a section of the map and you got to go in there. Oh my God. It's crazy.
There's like I can't even imagine how scary that zoo level that we did will be at nighttime.
Oh God.
Yeah. There's a zoo and,
Zooked?
No.
Ooh.
So it looks really, really cool. And like, it kind of made me scared because I just kept thinking, where the fuck are the animals? Like we're going into a crocodile pit. Like, are we going to run into some shit in here? We didn't, but...
No. I think you do see a crocodile on, like, part of the water, no? Or something like it kind of, like, it scurries away. But you don't get to interact with it. I thought it was going to attack us when we got in that water, though, right?
I mean, now there's just, like, deer and, like, dogs running all over the place.
Yeah, but Gilbert's got something against the wildlife in Division 2.
He really hates the birds.
Yeah, he fucking shoots animals like crazy.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's the least surprising thing I've heard all night.
What?
I've watched you shoot multiple animals.
No,
just
not me.
All right, Gilbert.
I've definitely watched you shoot them too. You won't shoot the dogs.
Seb, you got to be careful because my character and Felicia's character look very similar sometimes.
Captain.
Excuse me,
Captain.
My characters tend to be very jaunty looking. Like currently,
Felicia's a fucking pilot.
She looks like a fucking airline pilot. She's got a nice little like silk scarf tied around her neck, wearing a nice dress shirt, dress pants, got the captain hat on. I'm really excited to get the rest of that clothing set, actually. I know that's a weird thing to be excited about. I saw
the hat.
The
hat looks funny.
The hat looks amazing.
Yeah.
The hat looks great. It looks great on me.
That's why I got that joke, dude, Captain.
Both me and Gilbert made me in The Division, too.
So their plan is like some like twins running around.
Twinsies!
Yeah.
Except, like, it really doesn't look like me. It looks like my sister, actually.
That's weird.
Although the joke was that it would be your niece in the future.
No.
Alternate reality created.
Very Vegeta Trunks.
My niece is in Destiny 2 in that expansion.
Yeah, she looks like Anna Bray.
What?
We'll show you later. If you know what Anna Bray looks like, Felicia's niece is 2 years old, but will look like that maybe in the future.
Oh my lord. Oh my.
So yeah, it's been a pretty slow like beginning of the year.
Very. Probably the slowest I've seen in like 10 years.
Actually. You know what it feels like? It's because we have to wait for Cyberpunk even longer now. It's like, well, what else do we have to look forward to? See, like, you know, Animal Crossing is there.
But like Doom. Animal Crossing is a month out. Doom is a month out. Last of Us is 2 or 3 months out. Like,
still feels too long.
Final Fantasy. Yeah.
Final Fantasy is whenever it decides.
Part one. I'm going to say it now. Part 1.
Resident Evil 3 is April. Like everything is just like. Did everyone just decide they weren't fucking with the early year again? It feels like 2009 again.
Resident Evil 3 is next month, isn't it?
No,
it's April. No, it's April.
April. Oh.
Yeah,
like, February is almost over.
What is happening?
Yeah, February is almost over, but that's the problem. It's you still have March to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're almost at the end of February, and it's like, can you name me 5 new games that came out that were great? Nope. Can you even name me 5 games?
No.
Let's try. I mean, I played Wilson.
Mm-hmm. I would say Kakarot, but that's not a good game, so I'm not mentioning it.
Darksiders Genesis on console came out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even though I didn't like it, but Dragon Ball Kakarot was received quite well.
Well, the received, I feel like it was very mixed.
That game sucks.
Was it?
Oh. People do not like this
it's
game.
It's not fun to play. It's like a one-button game.
Yeah. I mean, it's because you like fighting games.
Did you play it at Jericho's?
No, I own it.
Oh, boy.
I don't think Jericho owns that game, does he?
Kakarot? I think he bought it.
It would be a Jericho game.
Yeah, because he could like... Well, I would say that he would play it, but it's always his brother who ends up playing all the games he buys. Like, Jericho just plays fighting games. I mean, he probably plays other things, but so Jason plays the majority of the game.
There's a Grand Blue Fantasy anime that I started watching.
Yep. We were going to pick up the game, but it got delayed.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. Oh, what a surprise.
Hey, man, Arc
System, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's not anything wrong with them. It's just like, what a surprise. Like, this is such a weird time where, like, nothing is out.
Yep.
And everything is getting kind of pushed away.
I know. It's a transition year, too.
Yeah, but this is, like, one of the roughest transitions. Okay, the last transition year, 2013.
Okay.
What came out in the beginning of 2013? BioShock Infinite came out in the beginning of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Metal Gear Rising came out February 2013. Devil May Cry came out February 2013. It's kind of hard because I'm literally pulling this from memory now.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can list several other games before March of 20. Tomb Raider came out in early March of 2013. I think it was March 5th.
Oh, like the reboot?
Yeah, the reboot. Right, like,
So you had... Let's see.
Thank you. I was buying time because I knew they were looking it up. but I think too
much... Kentucky Road Zero, Act 1.
Yep.
Full circle. Holy shit.
Devil May Cry.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy, All the Bravest.
Ugh.
Ni No Kuni.
Yeah, that was January. I remember that.
Hitman.
Episode 1.
Oh, man.
Or wait.
HD Trilogy?
Oh, the trilogy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, bad.
Dead what? Space 3. Fire Emblem Awakening.
No. Fire Emblem Awakening came out.
Temple Run 2,
Persona 4 Arena.
Did we say...
Oh, that's a good game.
Yo,
good
P4 game. Arena.
Did we say DMC Devil May Cry?
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, okay, Crisis 3.
Mm. Wow.
Metal Gear Rising.
Looking at the beginning Brutal of the Legend. Year. What Sonic All Stars Racing Transform?
Amazing game.
Oh, Fire Emblem Awakening.
Yeah,
yeah. Sorry, I was trying to look at the list by month.
Naruto Shippuden.
That should not be mentioned.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Brutal Legend.
How come y'all haven't mentioned Metal Gear Rising, which came out in February?
Because you already mentioned it.
Yeah, but y'all been saying things I've already mentioned anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, God of War Ascension.
Ew.
Gears of War Judgment. Oh, the game I remember.
Dead or Alive 5, Resident Evil 6.
Ugh. Ooh.
Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, BioShock Infinite, yep. Army of Two.
Ooh, which one is that? The Cartel, right?
That's probably Cartel. The Cartel, the third one. Oh my god, I remember that cover too.
Oh man, yeah.
Looking like 50 Cent bulletproof.
Terraria.
Which is a far better game.
Ooh, Terraria came out.
But yeah, okay, look at all those games you're able to list. Now the last transition year, right? Mm-hmm.
And then so far for this year, nothing.
Nothing. It's very strange. I didn't think it would be this severe.
I feel like the B game area isn't as strong anymore.
I mean, it's non-existent, but I thought, like, even the surge of indie games has made it such that they have filled that void, but in a rare time, even now, there's not that many notables. Like, the nearest notable indie game coming out, there's that game, The Pedestrian, that people seem to like. But other than that, the nearest one is Ori, and that's coming out next month, too.
That's why I went back to old games. That's why I told you I recently beat Prey, 2017 Prey.
Yeah, I'm like, it was so weird. I remember the last time we were recording, I'm like, the game I'm most excited about.
Oh, yeah, Yakuza 5 came out on PS4.
Is a fucking 10-year-old shooting game from Platinum.
Yeah.
Thing I'm looking forward to.
I mean, when did Division come out? Division came out, what, 2018?
2018. Yeah.
So we're back. Oh, I didn't even. I mean, I went back to Anthem.
Wait, Division 2?
You only need to talk about Anthem.
Division 2 came out last year, didn't it?
Did it come out?
Yeah, it was 2019 in March.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Division 2?
Yeah, it like that just hit wrong. Your 1 year.
I think that's right.
Boy. You know, the 1 year pass.
That's right. But I had to be part of that Anthem Christmas event.
Oh, my God.
So I installed
Why are you bringing this up? No, no.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't talking about Anthem.
And I played it.
Y'all shut the fuck up.
2019.
What?
Came out February 7, 2019.
Oh, my God, yeah. So it has been a year.
Wow. Wait, did we play that? Like when it came out?
Right away? Yeah. I bought that game day one.
And that's why we were in the queues, because I remember being in queues before.
Mm-hmm. But like it stopped after a while.
Wait, what the favorite? Wait, did Anthem come out after this game?
Yeah. Anthem came out September.
No, it didn't.
September of last?
No, it did not.
No,
August,
no,
September? When was Anthem?
It was February of last year.
Was it February?
See. Yeah, because they're dumb. They are a dumb, and they put it like 2 weeks after the Division.
Anthem.
I mean, the game is the same. They added a couple more things.
December 8,
2018. Oh, because they had the stupid ass, like, you can pay for earlier access shit.
And then it came out February 22nd.
The Legion of Dawn edition.
So dumb. Like, I bought that. So stupid.
You know, it's still fun to fly around, but there's not a lot of new content. But the revamp's happening, so. I mean, that's the only reason I went back to it and played it. I just, like, I wanted to see what's changed over the last few months. Not a lot.
Yeah, there's nothing.
They added some more events, and you can now craft items, like the highest end items you can now craft, which you couldn't do before. So that's about it. But the revamp will change all of that stuff. But my character is officially maxed out. Like, I can't get any better. I just too much damage.
I just think it's wild because I'm just a punching bag at this point. But like, this was the future of BioWare at one point. This is what they were building it as. And it's kind of becomes its tombstone.
I mean, it has a dedicated studio now that is working on a 2.0 to Anthem. And I mean, look what happened to No Man's Sky when it was given, you know, proper development time,
but
that
like,
they
No
weren't
Man's
being
Sky
rushed. And
was different though, because like
the you can Sky grow like, ships now.
Yeah, it was like a couple of people, and they were, if nothing else, No Man's Sky was done by a couple of people who dared to like really dream pretty big, and they couldn't
and then lie about what was in the game.
But like what they also did is they quietly kept working on that game, and now it's a game people really like. But like, Anthem is made by BioWare, like BioWare, like up until this point, even not including Andromeda,
that doesn't mean anything anymore
with a time constraint attached to it.
Yeah, but like, how many times can you have? I mean, there's a history of like the mismanagement of BioWare is known. There's been enough articles written about it, like the issue with Dragon Age Inquisition, the issue with Andromeda, the issue with Anthem, and even as Anthem goes forward and kind of what is Dragon Age 4 even look like right now?
Will it have a number on it? Because Inquisition wasn't technically the third one.
I mean,
it was just its own
tentatively Dragon Age 4. But
I love
like,
that game.
Inquisition?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a terrible game.
It's not, but people
it ruined BioWare.
Like
the multiplayer was fun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it felt like Mass Effect.
Yeah, right? That's why I liked it.
I mean, the bad one is actually Dragon Age 2.
Yeah, but Dragon Age 2 was,
was what?
The worst one.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah,
it's a terrible game.
But really, I only really played Dragon Age.
It had some of the best characters, though. That's about the
Dragon
only
Age
redeeming quality
the
about
with
it.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes,
right?
he's bull.
I don't want to talk about Byron anymore.
What was that game that we were playing that was like a Monster Hunter light game?
Oh, Dauntless.
Dauntless.
Oh that man, talk about a game that got disappeared.
Yeah, we dropped off with Dauntless.
Yeah,
quite,
pretty active
quite
community.
Quickly. It was
Did
fun
it?
Though to
yeah.
play.
It was really
you know
it's
an active
really
community
fun.
That's still going strong. Fucking 5 years in, Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh yeah, it's only gotten stronger.
Didn't they get a new operator recently?
They always do.
I know, seemingly.
Yeah.
That's one game that launched horribly and just picked itself up like from the ashes.
It didn't launch terribly, but it just didn't launch well.
No, I don't mean terribly, like, there was problems with it. It's just that people weren't playing.
Yeah. That's true.
It just, it had a bad launch. Everyone it was ignoring it. It
grew in popularity. Yep. It didn't have popularity to start.
With other Epic games, I gave The Cycle a shot. It's that not Battle Royale, that's PvPvE.
What's The Cycle?
It's like you drop in like it's a PV, like a battle royale, and instead of the focus of surviving and killing all like the other players, you're given like a set of contracts or quests that you need to complete, and as you complete them, they unlock higher tiers, and if you complete the most quests by the end, you win the match, but all of the resources and everything you gain go into, you know, crafting and being able to call in stronger weapons or. Other abilities or like utility things for the game. It's solo or squads. It's honestly, it handles quite well. There's like no scavenging. There, like, it isn't like a battle royale in that sense, but you can fight other players. And there are some contracts for like killing other players, but you don't have to do that. You can solely win by just like mining rocks and defending it from like, you know, monsters in the world. Which is not bad. And it kind of has that like that Titanfall 2 end of game or Titanfall end of game thing where like, you know, you have to evacuate, get to the ship kind of thing. And if you don't make it to the ship, you still get your stuff, but like you don't get like the bonuses for it.
Yeah, I mean,
that doesn't sound so bad.
That sounds pretty solid.
Honestly, if that comes to console, I feel like it'll be all right. It's more casual than like every other battle royale, like Apex and Fortnite and PUBG, because those games have like a certain stress to them that don't make them fun for me sometimes.
Yeah,
where this one is just like, oh, I'm just competing to see who's faster at doing quests than other people, and if I want to fuck their shit up by like finding them and interrupting them and, you know, taking their quests away from them, I could do that, but I could effectively win the game by not encountering another player.
I feel like with battle royales, people have realized, okay, we can't dethrone these two featuring PUBG. At this point, PUBG, which was like obviously the biggest part of the pie, Fortnite has come in and just ate most of it, and Apex is still hanging on doing its thing and has a community that's still pretty replenished, and the new stuff they've added has been really good. But PUBG's definitely the kind of tertiary member at this point. But anyone else?
It's kind of washed up.
Just, you know,
I mean, there's Escape from Tarkov, which is gaining a lot of ground. It's one of those battle royale games, but it's like any loot you find, you get to bring with you out of the game. So you can create a loadout and go into a game, but if you die and somebody loots your stuff is now gone permanently.
Oh, fuck.
And you can still, like, there's a store that you can, like, sell the items you find to purchase other ones, but you have a stock of items when you go into these multiplayer games. So from what I've seen is it looks like DayZ, but without the zombies. So you get a really big map and, like, a lot of houses to scavenge through and get items and stuff. There's a day and a night cycle. And then
isn't this the PUBG guy?
I don't know. It's Escape from Tarkov, first-person shooter. That's all I know. I've seen a couple people playing it online. And I just wanted to look into it. You get to like an extraction point after some point. There's, you do squads, very, very tactical, more than like PUBG's a lot of just like running around and fucking getting in a car and trying to get to like a point. This doesn't have like a zone that is slowly closing in. You just have a time limit to extract off the map. So try to get as many things as you possibly can on your run, get to the extraction point and finish the game. Whether you get kills or whatever, it doesn't really matter. It's just more so what you get on that run. Mm. So, Escape from Tarkov. It looks cool. I haven't done too much research on it, but it looks kind of fancy. I would play it. And, you know, we didn't talk about it, Gilbert, and I was really hoping you were going to mention it, but I will, and that's Bleeding Edge. And we played the beta.
Oh, yeah, we played that.
Oh, is that the Ninja Theory one?
Yeah, and it was fucking rad.
So explain to the people.
Was playing that too, right?
Yeah, he did the training and that was about it, but Gilbert and I did like an actual multiplayer match and slapped. It was quite fun.
Explain this game for the listeners.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, oh, Gilbert, please do.
So it's if you take the MOBA idea of like a character where they have like a certain set of abilities and roles, but you put them on like a first person shooter paced map, like domination, but instead of having all three areas open at once, they periodically open and close. So you have to try and pick and choose and defend spots. And that's one of the game modes. Each character has like an ult. It's 4-on-4. So like teamwork is very, very important, because just even Seb and I communicating with each other was enough to like destroy people. But I mean, again, it was in beta, so there's lots of people who don't know what they're doing. But even just having like a healer and a damage guy, my character is very much like an assassin, I guess. He could turn invisible. He has a debuff to slow people. And
he was the ninja.
I have a dash attack that turns into an AoE attack.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And like the, you know, in classic Ninja Theory fashion, there's like pretty good, like, you know, feeling combos with like just slashing. There's blocking and parrying and dodging. So there's like, there are certain nuances to it with a very high skill ceiling. So it's easy to pick up, but then understanding like, you know, I guess the nuances of combat will be like open the world up in a different mm-hmm. way.
Like, you're limited in terms of your dashes. Like, your dashes are how you get out of stuff. If you get knocked down, you can either, I mean, depending on what you're playing on, X for Xbox or Square for PlayStation.
Wait, is it on Xbox and PlayStation?
I don't know if it's, does it end up on Xbox or PlayStation? Sorry?
I think
is it just Xbox alone?
I don't know
if it's exclusive. I'm just
remember the beta was a Game Pass thing.
It's a Game Pass. But I meant just like because we played on Xbox, so I'm saying you press X, but you know, it's Square for PlayStation people who
I
don't
love that idea
it.
By the way, giving like exclusive betas to the Game Pass
Xbox
holders.
One yeah. and Windows 10.
Okay, Windows. Yeah. So people so on PC. Part, sorry, I don't know
Microsoft
what it is on a keyboard.
Where owned.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was exclusive or not.
Oh, yeah, Ninja Theory is owned by Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or partnered in some
Xbox.
Way.
Yeah, so you have like dashes and stuff, but limited amounts of them. So you can't always get out of stuff, and you don't have a sprint. Your sprint is a hoverboard. So you actually, like, if you played Unreal Tournament 3, you can, like, mount up a hoverboard, and that's how you travel around the map faster.
You put stickers on it and change the trail.
Yeah, you can change the trail, so you can customize your board and stuff like that. They don't have any skins in the beta. I played the healer, Kulev, which is a robotic snake that is inhabiting a corpse. And it was really rad. He was apparently the, like, hard healer to use. His thing said advanced. So I immediately wanted to play him. He has a passive heal and an AoE heal. You could like debuff characters like Zenyatta. So I just followed Gilbert around.
Yeah,
that's literally all I did, was I just follow Gilbert around, and I could bubble people with like a shield, or I could bubble myself. And that was it. I would bubble him. He'd run in, and then I would put an AoE heal around him while he was fighting stuff, does damage to the enemies and heals him. So it was pretty great. And you get, your characters get two ultimates, so you can choose based on the ultimate that you want to go with, like based on your playstyle. So my guys was either a mind control or a booster of your stats, like defense, speed, and damage. So I obviously went for the booster one because I was running with Gilbert, and Gilbert was playing a damage character, and he stealthed in, and I just powered him up, and he got a double kill at the end of a match, and actually won us the game at the ending. So it was pretty exciting. We slapped people and had a great experience, but people also weren't playing the objective. So,
oh, what a shock.
I mean, they were just trying to get kills.
Yep.
And we were getting kills, but playing the objective as well.
Playing defensively.
Yeah, we didn't let anybody on the points. Like, I think it was first person to 600. We were at 600, and the team had barely gotten over 200 points. They couldn't hold anything. So, I don't know. It was a lot of fun. Looking forward to the next beta. Can't wait for it. Bleeding Edge, and it's coming out at like $40 for people who don't have Game Pass.
Nice.
So take
is
a look.
Is it free with Game Pass?
It's free with Game Pass,
ooh,
yeah.
Very shrewd, Microsoft. Very shrewd.
Yep. Very so, cool. I mean, Game Pass is totally worth it. Now that I am there, I can't get away from it. Now, and like, I just can't. Like, it's like a heroin addict. I can't stop now. I have to keep
can't
it.
Stop. Won't stop.
I would
can't
say
stop,
won't I'm stop. Sorry, but I'm not.
No, you're not. It's okay. And I'm glad you're not sorry, because I'm not sorry that you guys aren't sorry.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? I have no idea. I'm not sorry.
Anybody hungry? Who's hungry?
I'm hungry.
Oh my God. Are we getting chicken?
Truly, as a Scarman would say, I am well and truly marved.
Yo,
marved?
Six biscuits. Marved.
You know, I learned the etymology of that word, and it's a South Park thing.
Marved?
Yeah, because like, you're marved as you're hungry, like starving Marvin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Men's are marved out here, bro.
Nice. This is wow. nice. I like that South Park has affected our lingo.
I want to like ask something before we end off.
Okay.
It's very, or rather just state it. It's very unusual that Seb is not wearing sweatpants and Chuka is.
Oh yeah, normally I rock sweatpants, but I wore jeans today.
That's true.
And his sweatpants are fucking fire.
Yeah, normally you should wear jeans.
I'm just very confused why both of you wore these clothing choices.
You know why? It's because the last time I was here, I was dressed exactly like Jordan. So I really tried to avoid it. Since him and I are now twins, I have taken on his persona.
And from us here at the Digital Waffle Podcast, our email, if you ever want to reach out, sit in like Jimmy did last week, is digitalwafflepodcast@gmail.com. That is digitalwafflepodcast@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, should you decide to follow us on there, is @podcastwaffle. Thank you for listening, and we will see you in a fortnight, I think.
Hopefully.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, thank you for listening. Bye. Goodbye. Good night. Let's go.